Attorneys for a group of women in Illinois say the settlement of a class-action sexual harassment lawsuit is a boon for temporary workers. The women had accused managers of a Chicago-area car dealership of routinely demanding sexual favors in return for job security or better pay. Bob Watson Chevrolet denies any wrongdoing, but it's agreed to expand its anti-sexual harassment procedures. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The women in this case worked the phones, checked credit reports, and even sold cars at Bob Watson Chevrolet. The company's used car dealership is located in Harvey, Illinois, just a few miles south of Chicago. Many of the women in the lawsuit have been hired through a temporary agency, and most were young. Latasha McDaniel was 24 when she worked at Bob Watson's 2 years ago. She says she liked her job, but most of the sales managers made working there difficult.
I was personally asked to strip. For money. I was asked to perform sexual favors with bananas, any type of fruit. I was told to wear a dress to work so one of the managers can fill up my dress. Most of us were touched, you know, either they hit us on our butts. A lot of girls had their breasts grabbed.
McDaniel says she asked her coworkers what their wives would think of their comments and actions. When that didn't stop the harassment, she said she told a supervisor. She says she believes that's why she was let go 2 weeks later. Afterwards, McDaniel made an official complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Her next step was a federal class action lawsuit. In all, 66 women, many of them short-term employees, would file charges against the car company. They accused male managers at Bob Watson of describing their sex organs as their weapons, of attempting to grope female workers, and of threatening to fire those who complained.
The managers denied that this conduct took place.
Attorney Marty LaPointe represented the car dealership. He says McDaniel only made a vague comment to her supervisor and never specifically complained about sexual harassment. He says those charges didn't come until McDaniel and others no longer worked for the car company.
So, in our opinion, had they complained internally, the company could have dealt with the problem and taking corrective action, and it just was not given that opportunity to take corrective action with respect to these employees.
LaPointe said workers for Bob Watson were typically shown the company's anti-harassment policy when they were first employed. Latasha McDaniel, hired through a temp agency, says she never saw the policy. Instead, she called her mother for advice. Attorney Michael Friedkin, who represented McDaniel and the other women, says that's why it was important to bring the case to court.
We have found that temporary workers belong to a segment of the labor force that has been subjected to widespread harassment, and it is so prevalent that many members of this segment of the workforce assume that it is essentially unchallengeable. So it's rare that a case of this kind is filed at all, let alone settled favorably.
Under terms of the agreement, Bob Watson Chevrolet will set up a company-wide sexual harassment training program for all of its employees, managers, and staff, including employees who are part-time, full-time, or from a temp agency. The dealership must also make sure all employees receive written notice of their rights to object to sexual harassment. Latasha McDaniel hopes the settlement sends a message to the car dealership's managers.
They're going to realize that what they're doing is wrong, and they can't do it to people just because, you know, they feel they have the power.
Bob Watson Chevrolet will also have to pay settlement cost of nearly $300,000, including $3,000 apiece to McDaniel and the other members of the sexual harassment lawsuit. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.